You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
On a warm Monday, it is the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM, 5 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Great to have you aboard. Presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. They are celebrating their 75th year, and learn how you can boost your financial well-being by visiting their website at dupaco.com. Scott Udash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining me from his home on the southwest side in a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass, all refreshed and ready to go off the weekend. As we got a lot to cover here from the weekend in sports. We'll talk a little golf, U.S. Women's Open at Pebble Beach. We've got a big Sunday from an Austrian over in Silvis, but coaching news kind of taking over things here today from the weekend. And, of course, we got Home Run Derby to look forward to coming up tonight. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. That is our phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, again, that is 319-366-1600. Coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
I'm well, Scott. Good afternoon to you and Isaac, everyone out there. And yeah, it was a kind of an interesting weekend.
In many ways. We've got Home Run Derby coming up tonight for you right here on KGYM, as it will be a field of eight trying to see who's going to hit the most dingers coming up tonight. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, right, Isaac? 7, not 6. I believe it is a 7 o'clock start in all of our frequencies. Are you double-checking that for me right now? Okay. He's shaking his head, even though he has a microphone next to him.
Yes, it is 7 o'clock. Sorry, I was pulling up the website.
Okay. You got to be accurate, right?
Yes.
You're nothing if not accurate. All right, so we'll have that coming your way tonight. We'll talk about that. I heard you guys gave your picks, and it's an interesting field. It's a very interesting field, and we're going to talk about that coming up before 4 o'clock here today on the Gym Class program. 319-366-1600. As we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union, we'll have an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up in just a little bit as well. And man alive, Mark, whether you want to talk about Bob Huggins or you want to talk about Pat Fitzgerald, It was not a good weekend, certainly, and the Monday of the new week has not changed things for Pat Fitzgerald or Northwestern football. The whole Bob Huggins thing is just bizarre in my mind. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit, but obviously with Northwestern, a member of the Big Ten West for one more year anyway, and Pat Fitzgerald, who has been around not only as a player but as a coach of the Northwestern Wildcats and with the Northwestern Wildcats for a long, long time. I think that is where we should start here on this Monday. And boy, Friday we were talking about allegations coming out. The penalty coming out after an investigation that took 6 months or so, a 2-week suspension of Pat Fitzgerald in summer without pay. That's where we left you on Friday, and then things just went sideways over the weekend. More Northwestern Wildcat, former Northwestern Wildcat football players coming out, saying that the hazing took place, egregious and vile and inhumane behavior, according to a former anonymous player. This has been going on, apparently, for many years, although one of the things that did come out over the weekend was a statement from, quote, the entire Northwestern football team, unquote, that said that these allegations were unfounded. I'll say the truth. I'm sure lies somewhere in between, Mark. question is, does Pat Fitzgerald, does he survive this as coach in the Northwestern football team?
It's going to be very interesting to follow, Scott. And, you know, on Friday we had a, I guess, a news dump of some kind, and I called it a big deal. And I want to put the comment in reverse at this point, because I think the Daily Northwestern student newspaper did a really good job of reporting two former players, one principally, not named, but trying to corroborate what has happened. And I'm having trouble with the context. This happened last year, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, what have you. Now today, three Northwestern former football players are alleging racism in the program. These players were on the team from 2005 to 2009. Not that they can't allege these matters, as other programs near and far have experienced, but that's been a while. Not to discount the racism charges, but so much we don't know for sure about this. A couple of the players said there was a whiteboard in the middle of the locker room listing players who would have to run or be subjected to certain things. And you mentioned the letter from, quote unquote, the entire football team saying it's just not true. So, you know, the president, the AD, the president, they have their hands full. They really do. And right now it still sits a 2-week suspension for Pat Fitzgerald. But, you know, the tendency when allegations come out is to believe them. But it's a small group of people that are alleging things. Why? I don't know. Maybe they did happen.
319-366-1600. And again, unless you were there and witnessed it, you don't know exactly what happened. As I mentioned, the truth lies somewhere in between. As far as what is coming out today from the players back almost 20 years ago now, I mean, it's just we've seen this before. We've seen this before. The situation is ripe for everybody to come out now and basically air their grievances. I don't know if there was a bad racial culture. Only Pat Fitzgerald knows. It's certainly something that is going to be looked into more. The Northwestern president coming out Saturday night and saying that he may have erred, and as far as his initial punishment is concerned, may have erred in weighing the appropriate sanction for Coach Fitzgerald. That is University President Michael Schill of Northwestern. He emailed that to Northwestern community members on Saturday night, and said also that he would engage with leaders of Northwestern University in the coming days to further consider Fitzgerald's punishment and keep the community aware of any developments. This thing is going to go on and on. It's got to be investigated. It's got to be investigated rigorously and thoroughly. It's going to go beyond the start of camp. It's going to go beyond the start of the football season. Does Pat Fitzgerald, does he step aside? Does he get suspended without pay, with pay? I don't know. But this certainly is something that is not going to be taken care of in the next couple of days.
Yeah, the president made his comments about he may have erred in his initial punishment. And that was after meeting with one of the players and the player's family who made some of the allegations. I think the most important thing now is to gather as much information. And again, the president, the AD, had only the investigator's report to go on. Maybe the investigator had a pretty thin investigation. I don't know. But I think it's most important now to gather as complete of information as possible and then make a decision.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Text coming in at wide varying here at this present time. And yes, it's we're in a society now where no matter if it happened yesterday or 20 years ago, it's going to be dealt with. I understand that. And we also understand that, you know, hazing has no part of any societal institution, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, whether it be, you know, whatever organization that you can come up with. There was, like you said on Friday, there was a time where it was looked the other way, but that is not the case anymore. You just can't have a situation like that. It's ugly. It's ugly, ugly, ugly.
So many of these situations are brought up years later. Look at the Iowa racism problems. Those were somewhere recent within the last 5 years. But others were not so much. So, you know, how do you weigh that? I don't know.
Yeah. 6429 bringing a very good point up. Northwestern going from a consistently solid program under Fitz to 4-20 over the past two seasons also raises a red flag about the program's culture being off. I would agree. Although record and what happens off the field certainly don't go hand in hand, but something, even watching Northwestern football over the last couple of years, something is off. I would agree with 6429 as far as his comments or her comments are concerned. 318, Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And as of right now, anyway, Pat Fitzgerald is still the head coach of the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, we'll see if the 2 weeks without pay, suspended without pay, is going to stick, if there's going to be something from Michael Schill and Northwestern University. That will be coming out in the next couple days. We'll have to wait and see. Now, with the new allegations being put out there today of a racist culture in the Northwestern football program, that on top of what is happening with the hazing allegations, obviously something has got to be said in the next couple of days on the direction of how this is going to go by Northwestern University, how they are going to take a look at it. If this is going to be something that they are going to do internally, is this going to be something that the state of Illinois is going to do again? I think we do need to do that.
Yeah, one thing to keep in mind is that Northwestern is the only Big Ten school that is private and therefore are not subject to certain disclosures. And not that Northwestern would hide anything, but a private institution has that privilege.
It is a different situation than, say, if it would happen to an Iowa or a Minnesota or even a University of Illinois downstate in Champaign. 320 here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. So that is one coach and one piece of news. Now you've got, in Morgantown, West Virginia, You've got something to, as I mentioned, I think is just absolutely, totally bizarre. But Bob Huggins is claiming through one of his attorneys that he never resigned as West Virginia's men's basketball coach. He wants to be back as the head coach of the Mountaineers. His attorney, David A. Campbell, broke the news on Saturday and saying that Bob Huggins never resigned. Although you take a look at social media, Twitter, newspapers, everywhere, you see the statement put out by Bob Huggins saying, I am resigning as West Virginia basketball coach. This, as I mentioned, Mark, this is really, really a bizarre move by Bob Huggins. A lot of people in the basketball world saying that all he's doing is hurting his alma mater of West Virginia at this point, trying to litigate his way to get back as the head basketball coach. Like I said, this is really bizarre.
That's a good word for it. Maybe Huggins believes he resigned on Twitter and not with the proper channels at West Virginia. It doesn't matter. He's not going to get his job back. West Virginia can go ahead and fire him tomorrow, officially. Do whatever officially they need to do. The fact this is coming up is kind of laughable, really.
Well, that and the fact that West Virginia has lost, what, 10 of their basketball players? They don't have a team right now in Morgantown. Until they get to the transfer portal, bring new players in. Obviously, Joe Toussaint, one of those players, the former Iowa Hawkeye, who is now going to be a Texas Tech Red Raider, he left Morgantown. Not sure if it was due to this or if he just had plans all along to leave, but who knows. And to just add to it, Coach Huggins does not desire litigation. Rather, he is simply looking for the correction of a clear breach of his employment agreement with WVU. That is from David Campbell. In case you're wondering how this all happened, Bob Huggins, of course, has not had a great summer, ladies and gentlemen. Let's put it bluntly out there. 3 weeks ago, he was arrested for drunk driving. His blood alcohol level, 0.210, by the way. 0.21. Think about that for a moment. That was after an incident on a podcast where he put his foot in his mouth, talking about former opponents and basically saying a lot of things he should not have said, which might have cost him his job at that point, but kept on until the drunk driving incident. It is crazy. And as Fran Fraschill and others have said, right now he's just hurting West Virginia.
Cyclone Jim on the text line. Maybe WV should just go ahead and reinstate Bob Huggins. At least he knows what city he's in now.
Well, he didn't know where he was.
Parentheses, old rolls eyes.
Yeah, that's an eye roller right there. There's no way Bob Huggins is getting to be the coach of West Virginia ever again. And if there was any legacy to Bob Huggins' career, and at one point, Bob Huggins was considered one, I would say, Mark, one of the five best coaches in college basketball. Would you disagree with that?
No, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Great at Cincinnati. He's been great wherever he has been. And all he's doing now, like I mentioned, if he does have a legacy out there, is basically tarnishing it to the point where it's laughable. And, man, just go right off into the sunset, Bob. Learn how to play golf and have a good time. not too good of a time. At home, please. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM at 325. Did we get all the coaching news, Isaac? Is that it? What coach? I was kind of kidding around with Spencer when he left and we came in, and, you know, what coach is going to be in trouble next?
Yeah, that's all I saw. It's just...
Any soccer coaches out there, managers that are in trouble?
Not that I've seen. Hopefully not. Yeah. The Bob Huggins one is just so... It's so weird. It just seems like such a... He resigned. I thought it was pretty much, like, closed and shut that he was done and was going to leave with maybe a little bit more dignity than this.
I think you bring up a very good word, dignity. And right now...
It's just embarrassing. I don't know. It seems like such a bad way to go out on top of an already really bad way of going out.
Yeah. On top of two bad ways to
go out.
Yeah,
yeah.
He didn't just do it once this summer. He did it twice. And yuck. Ugly. Ugly. His daughter wrote a very well-written article, for lack of a better term, on Twitter a couple days after the drunk driving arrest and when Bob Huggins did resign. And she wasn't standing up to her for her father, yes, a little bit, but also saying, you know, please forgive him, et cetera, et cetera. He did resign.
I don't know how else. It's in the post. I mean, he said it. I guess if you don't, I guess I'm not really sure on what you specifically have to do to count as a resignation, but I don't know how you really get around that post. I mean, it's out there. It was out there for everyone to see. We all saw what it said in there. So I don't know. It's just embarrassing if I'm in that situation.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 at 328. So there you go. There's your coaching news from the weekend. And there are better things to talk about. We're going to get to that coming up here in just a little bit. And we're going to do that after we check in with Mark with an Emels Hideaway scoreboard update here at 328. It's brought to you by Emels. They're on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Online at emelshideaway.com. Eat local, try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily. And wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. Bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area. And they're open at 4 o'clock. Patios open as well at Emels Hideaway. What we got on the scoreboard, Mark?
Tomorrow night, the starting pitchers for the Major League All-Star Game will be Gerrit Cole of the Yankees and Zach Gallen of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Iowa baseball has secured a series next March with Ole Miss. That series will take place March 1 through 3 in Mississippi. Top overall draft pick Victor Wembanyama has been shut down for the rest of the summer league. He played in two games, scored 27 in his second game after looking like a fish out of water in his first. That move made by the Spurs. And Isaac, up your alley just for you, buddy. Megan Rapinoe is retiring after the upcoming World Cup. She is 38, but no doubt will still have a presence in women's soccer.
One of the stalwarts, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was about expected. The U.S. women's team has a lot of older players, which is my biggest concern for their team coming up, because you're talking about a game pretty much every 3 days, and in tournaments when you have key players that are 35-plus, multiple players that are 35-plus, that's a lot. Soccer's a lot of running. It's a lot of running, so I would be a little bit concerned about their legs. I think we saw during the Olympics, they struggled against Canada. So it'll be interesting to see. And the men's team actually beat Canada yesterday in the Gold Cup in penalties.
My understanding was she did make the team. She was announced as a team member,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, she's on the team. Yeah, usually they've done that before, like with Abby Wambach. She was pretty, she was older in her final World Cup. I believe Mia Hamm's final World Cup was also, she was a little bit older. So they usually, if you've been a key member for a long time, they'll usually have a little roster spot. She might not get a lot of playing time.
It's like signing a one-day contract to retire with your former team.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Isaac, does Rapinoe want men to play in the women's team?
I don't really know anything about her opinions on a lot of different things.
She's got a lot of them.
Yeah, she's a very, I know she is very outspoken, and she's a very polarizing figure. I guess it will be the neutral way of putting it, I suppose.
319-366-1600. Before we get to break here, 86-83 on the text line. My understanding with the whole thing about Huggins is he is saying his wife is the one who sent the text that he resigned, not him. I don't know, but
yeah, that was
it was resign.
Yeah, that was in there, and there was Spencer did mention that. It's just, again, it's just a really bizarre story with all how it's turning out.
Not going to get his job back. I can almost guarantee it. I'm not going to say 100% because nothing is 100% these days. But I just don't think that's going to happen. 3:32, we'll take a break, come back, and get you a look at the weather forecast and more, and have more of a Monday edition of the Gym Class when we return right after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. It's going to be a sunny and toasty day with temperatures around 90. Tonight, we'll have some passing clouds and the chance for a few scattered showers and storms overnight into early Tuesday morning. Tuesday will be dry during the day with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. We'll then have the chance for more widespread showers and storms late Tuesday night into early Wednesday. Some storms may be strong as they come through as well. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
The world has faced a lot of challenges since the 1940s when Willa Dickens walked in the door of Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. And over the decades, as his business and family grew, he realized that jewelry is more than mere metals and stones. It's a message, one that's lasting and meaningful. It can be something you say to yourself, like cheery, colorful gemstones that tell you beautiful days are ahead. Or a diamond that says, you are stronger than you know. Jewelry from Hertin and Stocker can also offer a special message to someone else, conveying sentiments like, I love you, I appreciate your friendship, or I can't wait until we see each other again. It's a beautiful statement you make to yourself or the people who are important in your life, especially now. So stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circus Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT and the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
I'm relatively new with Midwest One Bank. I went there to change my auto loan. I fell in love with the place right away.
We're talking with Kimberlyn about Midwest One Bank.
They didn't feel so corporate. They felt very friendly, like a family, to be honest. I got checking account open, savings account, got my debit card personalized. It's like perfect. I can get on my phone and check out all my accounts. Simply Better Banking to me means having everything right on my phone, accessible, easy to use.
Midwest One Bank, simply better banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back with you at 3:35 on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Home Run Derby coming up tonight for you at 7 o'clock here on all of our frequencies at KGYM. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, it'll be the All-Star Game. We'll talk a lot about that coming up tomorrow. The lineups are now out. As Mark mentioned, the starting pitchers have been announced as well. And Cedar Rapidian Mitch Keller, who is on the team from the Pittsburgh Pirates, he is on that's a bullpen work day for him. So possible, maybe? Ish for one or two, I don't know. We'll see. I hope he gets in there. That would be awesome to see, but probably going to be a 50-50 proposition on that. Thank you, 4010 on the text line, who was one of the winners a few weeks ago of our John Deere Classic tickets we gave away. Said he had an awesome time, and he got to meet Zach Johnson. What a great guy. Zach is a great guy. Zach had to make a par on his 18th hole on Friday to secure a spot in the weekend, but he did. And then had a pretty good weekend over in Silvis. He didn't have Sepp Straka-like weekend, though. A 62, which could have been a 60, which could have been a 59, Mark. Didn't matter because the Austrian who attended the University of Georgia got his second victory on the PGA Tour. With that 62, 9 under par to hold off Brendan Todd, among others, yesterday in Silvis.
Yeah, as far as Zach goes, he kind of clawed his way into the weekend after a lousy first round and ended up about 35th, made some walking around money, and that's always a busy week for him. As far as Straka goes, I thought he blew the tournament, and I think you did too, when he knocked his second shot inexplicably into the water on 18. He's right in the middle of the fairway, hit the middle of the green, and his comfort level would have been a whole lot higher. He finished 3, 4, 5 holes ahead of his closest pursuers, and I just thought he was going to get either caught or passed.
However, it's a lot different to play tournament golf when you're in contention or have the lead, especially when you are one that is not usually in that position, like Smalley and Todd, among others. Another name, and the John Deere Classic over the years has just been full of great names that make – that come on, either get their first victory over in the Quad Cities, or they will go on to have great careers. Ludvig Åberg, we mentioned him on Friday, the former Texas Tech star, number one player on the PGA Tour University rankings. That's why he has gained status on the tour for the rest of the year. He was terrific. What, top five finish for Åberg, and this guy's got all of the tools. I mean, you see that every year with folks coming out, the Colin Morikawas, the Bryson DeChambeaus coming out of college over the years, Victor Hovland, et cetera, et cetera. This guy, I mean, he's an athlete, tall, athletic, and he's going to be around for a long, long, long time.
He looks the part and plays the part. And another good story was Peter Quest, who, all of a sudden has gained tour membership with his brilliant finishes the last, what, three tournaments? Four?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, he was top five in Detroit last week as well. Very much so. Peter Quest, yeah, he's gotten status for the rest of the year. As far as the tour is concerned, it was good to see that there was a jet waiting at the Quad Cities airport again. They chartered one of the New England Patriots team jets John Deere did to fly those that are going to be playing in the Scottish Open next week. It is not the Open Championship next week. It is the Scottish Championship at the Renaissance Club. Not Renaissance Club, Isaac. Renaissance Club next week. Work on that for this week. Renaissance.
Okay, I'm sure it's going to come up a ton in my vocabulary.
Every day we're going to say that. Yeah, it was good to see that fueled up and ready to go for those who are getting in and going across the pond and getting ready to play some Scottish and it's not the British Open anymore. It's the Open Championship. It's the Open Championship. 319-366-1600, but I thought a good show yesterday and a lot of fun to follow that at the JDC. Having a lot of fun yesterday as well, Allison Korpus, who won $2 million, richest payday in women's golf history, as she kind of unceremoniously closed the door on the rest of the field at the United States Women's Open at Pebble, as she shot a 3-under par 69 yesterday ahead of a hard-charging Charlie Hall, looking for her first major. The Englishwoman, who's a great golfer, has won many, many times, but almost more known as a model on the LPGA Tour. But Charlie Hall ended up in a tie for second. And then also very good performance by the American Bailey Tardy, who ended up in a tie for fourth yesterday. But that was a lot of fun to see Pebble Beach and the women's tour over there. They're going to play many, many prestigious courses coming up. Purses are going up, and that is great to see for the game.
I would agree, and I just marveled at Korpus's composure and her shot making and ability to chip and putt and make medium length putts for pars, and she just acted like she'd been there 100 times. And product of USC, and great story for the state of Hawaii. She went to the same high school as Michelle Wee, who played her last competitive round at the U.S. Open. And yeah, I thought Tardy, the Bailey Tardy story, was story 1B. Tied for fourth, she made $485,000. Her best check up until that point in professional golf, $30,000.
$30,000 for winning the Epson Tour event, which is the former Symetra Tour, which is the equivalent of the Korn Ferry Tour. It's the pre-tour, if you will, as far as LPGA golf is concerned. Yeah, going from 30,000 to almost a half a million is a pretty big jump. Pretty big. Allison Korpus, though, you talk about the girl next door type, because she was almost like too shy to accept the trophy in the presentation on the 18th green after the competition was over. She's that kind of very, very shy young lady, kind of came out of her shell at USC a little bit and just played outstanding golf. I was just kind of waiting for her to, okay, when's this thing going to start to go off the rails in the back nine? When are the nerves going to kick in, Johnny? That's for you, Mari. For the Johnny Miller, the old Johnny Miller phrase right there. Never did. I mean, she just stepped on the gas and brought that thing home.
She did. I thought Nasa Hataoka probably was going to win the tournament after a brilliant round in round three. But she faltered towards the end. And I still have this stat burned in my mind. NBC said at one point Hataoka had made 49 of 49 5-foot putts or less. And she missed a couple coming down the stretch. But Scott, I invite you to go out to any putting green. And these are not all straight putts. Make 49 out of 49.
Nope. No, I'm not taking that bet. I'm not going to take that bet, no matter what golf course it is. But, yeah, congratulations. Just a really, really neat story. Her first win, fifth time out of the last 7 years that a winner of the U.S. Women's Open claimed that title as their first win on the LPGA Tour. So that was terrific. 319-366-1600 here at 346 on the Gym Class program on KGYM. We'll take a short break. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about Home Run Derby coming up tonight. The eight contestants. Who do we like? Who do you like? I know who Isaac likes, but you can tell our audience that as well. You and Spencer went over your picks a little bit earlier on Spencer on Sports, which gets our local programming block going each day at 2 o'clock. We're going to be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Quick break, come back, have more for you right after this.
With summer in full swing, now's the perfect time to head to the ballpark. Score great deals on great seats from our friends at Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Every crack of the bat, every diving catch, every heart-pounding play. Experience it live, in person, from the first pitch to the final inning. Vivid Seats has a huge selection of MLB tickets, and they're the only ticket company that rewards your purchases. For the best selection of 2023, shop now. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
When you can find everything you need at prices you can afford, that's totally Target. It's that feeling when quality good and gather ingredients on the barbecue bring family around the table. Or when favorite day after practice snacks let you celebrate the whole team for less. It's when saving more on up-and-up sunscreen means more fun in the sun. And when Target Circle Rewards program gives you more perks on what you buy most and is always free to join, that's totally Target.
At Lowe's, we're always bringing pros more ways to save. Right now, get up to 40% off select bathroom faucets and vanities. Plus, buy Southwire Romex Simple 12-gauge indoor wire at our everyday low price of $109. Head to your local Lowe's or visit us at Lowe's.com for more deals you can't beat. Because Lowe's knows savings, Lowe's knows pros. Valid 7/6 through 7/12 while supplies last. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Gym Class for a Monday continues here at KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac here with us as well. 319-366-1600. If you want to offer up your pick to win Home Run Derby coming up tonight from Seattle, as we'll have it for you beginning at 7 o'clock on all of our frequencies here on KGYM. And we'll give our picks here. I know, Isaac, you gave your pick to Spencer just to let our audience know. In case they were not listening earlier on, your pick?
I had Pete Alonso winning over Adolis Garcia in the final.
The polar bear.
Yes.
That would be number three.
It would be number three. The only reasoning I had was that he really takes the Home Run Derby serious and seems to really care about the competition, so I don't know. The first round does worry me just because he's going against a hometown person, so... But I think if he can get out of that one, I feel pretty good about his chances.
The matchups look like this. The 1-8, and I have no idea how they came up with the seedings. I don't know. Luis Robert Jr. is the number one from the Chicago White Sox. Adley Rutschman of my adopted Baltimore Orioles. So I can't lose as far as that matchup is concerned. The winner of that one will take on the 4-5 matchup, Adolis Garcia and Randy Arozarena. And then, as you mentioned, Isaac, you got the 2-7, which I think is amazing. Pete Alonso and Julio Rodriguez in his home park. And the 3-6 matchup is the Dodgers' Mookie Betts against Toronto's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Some good matchups. Eight very, very well-deserving players have agreed to be in Home Run Derby. And it's for fun. It's don't take it too seriously. I'm more worried about what this is going to do to Robert Swing than anything else. We'll see. I don't know. Who do you like, Mark?
I like Vlad Jr. Ooh. He's been in the finals before. I think he hit 36 in one round, a time or two.
Yep.
Hard to pick against Alonso, but I'm going with Vlad.
I am with you, Isaac. That first rounder, I am just going to go. I'm just going to say right now, whoever wins the first round matchup between Pete Alonso and Julio Rodriguez is going to be the champion. Julio Rodriguez, he knows the ballpark. We know that. He hit 32 last year in the first round. Now, may have spent a little bit too much energy. This is all an energy deal. I mean, it looks great when you throw 29 up there, 29 dingers in a round. But what do you have left? You got to have something left in the tank. This is like a 200 lap race. You have to save your tires a little bit. Think of it that way. You got to have
I think it's the pitcher too. Pitcher's putting it in the proper spot for the hitter and maybe the right speed. I'm not, they're not throwing 80 miles an hour. But I think that's a big key as well. You can weigh in with your pick at KZYMRadio.com. Our poll question today brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Who will win the Home Run Derby tonight? Will it be Robert, Alonso, Betts, Garcia, Rutschman, Guerrero Jr., Rodriguez, or the guy that'll probably win it, Rosarena.
Rosarena's more of a line drive guy. I mean, he hits home runs, but I think he's more of a line drive guy. Rutschman catching all this time could take some of it out of him. Who knows? I mean, it's just, like you said, it's who's going to be the guy that throws the baseball itself. Is the one that's going to be a big, big factor. It's like the caddy out there. You got to have the caddy, and you got to have your BP pitcher, or whoever throws you BP, extra BP, whatever the case may be. And yes, we had a couple of texts earlier. It does look like they're just throwing meatballs in there. They're throwing it harder than it appears on television. They're not throwing 85 mile per hour fastballs. They are going to throw the ball where the hitter wants it to be in order for them to make the best contact and to hit it out. That's what they are doing. It is that simple. It's for fun. Have a good time with it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. But
it'd be a real derby if Judge and Ohtani were in it.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. Now, Judge has been in it before. Yes, I am correct on that. 4385 also agrees with me on the swing worries, and he is glad his guy Matt Olson is not in the derby. Very true. Very true. Now, the posted odds here for the most home runs in the first round. Luis Robert is at plus 850 along with Adolis Garcia. Vlad Guerrero is at plus 300 right now. Pete Alonso and Julio Rodriguez going up against one another are at plus 400. Just for that. Just throwing that out there. But it's for fun, ladies and gentlemen. This is an exhibition, but as David Letterman used to say, he would say there is no wagering, but there is wagering, if you care to, on this. Cajun Troy weighing in today. Hi, Troy. Good to hear from you. She enjoyed watching USA Track and Field the last 4 days. The U.S. is sending an awesome group of athletes to Budapest. I would agree on that. I would agree on that. And always very entertaining, the U.S. Track and Field trials. Got to see some of that after golf the other night. 319-366-1600. A couple minutes remaining here on the Gym Class Show. Tomorrow we'll talk about what goes on tonight at Home Run Derby. Going to talk a lot of baseball tomorrow, with it being the All-Star break. What the first half showed. Teams that did well in the first half. Teams that didn't do well in the first half. You're pointing at me, Alex. Or Alex. Isaac, you're pointing at me. Why are you pointing at me?
Just your team. Sorry. We don't need to bring it up quite yet. You can get to it tomorrow.
Any team in the American League Central in there.
That's fair enough, yeah.
So we will talk about that coming up on the Tuesday edition of the show. Wednesday, it is Caddy Smack. Looking forward to that. And Alex Shockey is going to join us, who recently competed in the United States Open at the Los Angeles Country Club. Going to talk with Alex coming up. Really, really looking forward to that. And then on Thursday, Jeff Linder of the Gazette is going to join us. We will preview the state softball tournament, and we'll also talk about the 2022-2023 Gazette Athletes of the Year that were revealed yesterday. And two very good winners. I think we kind of knew one of them, Mark.
Yeah, I think so, too. And we'll talk about that. Squeeze this in just in. From Kyle Huseman, who was just on our show. The first Hawkeye has been taken in the MLB draft. He is left-handed pitcher Jared Simpson, who went in the eighth round to the Washington Nationals.
Can't be left-handed pitching, Mark. Well, you can, but it's if you're a lefty, you are definitely going to be looked at out there. Congratulations. Congratulations to him. All right, enjoy Home Run Derby coming up tonight. Todd Brommelkamp Show is next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And Isaac, you and Mark have a very good night. Enjoy Home Run Derby this evening.
I will, you too.
All right, Mark, enjoy it. We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk then.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 3, and have a good night, everybody.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full...